The temperatures may be rising, but the Anderson Ferry on the Ohio River has been shut down since Wednesday of this week for safety reasons because parts of the river are frozen. A steady stream of people yesterday, like Gary Lind, traveled down to the Ohio to take pictures of the icy river. The retired teacher says although the ferry is closed, he got a good shot of a towboat that seemed to be clearing the channel.
It would push the ice up on its front deck, and when the wake of the boat came over to the shore here, you could hear it under the ice, and you could see in places where the water would spurt up through the ice, or you could see it underneath the ice, sort of translucent, and you could see it.
The wind is blowing and the temperature just 12 degrees above zero, which seems like a heat wave compared to the below zero temps last week. Hoping to do some ice fishing, 21-year-old Michael Taylor says it's the first time he's ever seen the river this frozen.
I've heard stories from my grandparents and my parents, but I've never actually seen it for myself. I've seen it, you know, get a few feet of ice on the banks, but I've never seen this magnitude of ice on the river.
A continuous flow of cars pull into the ferry's parking lot on River Road. Bill Kirkendall is a heating and cooling man out on business and surprised to find the ferry closed, but glad he got to take a few pictures.
The sound of it is really neat. It sounds crackling, and you hear the ice shifting through the water. It's just a very unique sound, something you don't hear every day.
Phone in hand, Alan Hilsinger documents what he's seeing for his family. Hilsinger says he came to see something historic.
We came down to see something that I've never seen before and I might never see again, and I wanted to see my kids take a look, and they won't remember, but I have pictures and videos and look back and say, you guys might not remember this, but back in 2014, the river almost froze over and the Anderson Ferry shut down, which I think's only happened a couple dozen times in the course of its history.
70-year-old Dick Meyer stands at the top of the hill near the Anderson Ferry sign to snap a few pictures. Now he lives in North Bend, right up the road, and says the icy river looks cold, but doesn't compare to what it was like in the winter of 1977, when he says it was completely frozen over.
It's thick enough to walk on. I remember we took our daughter, she was like 6 years old, down to Cincinnati. We just walked out a little bit. We weren't the brave people to try to go all the way across, so... This is only the second time I've seen this much ice on the river since.
Robin Jones also remembers the winter of 77 when temperatures got to 21 below zero on some days. She regrets not taking pictures then, so this time she wants it documented and says it's unbelievable.
That it's freezing over again and it's stopping traffic, on the river. The ferry's not running and the ferry always runs. This is amazing.
The Anderson Ferry has been transporting people between western Cincinnati and northern Kentucky since 1817 and is on the National Register of Historic Places. It only closes when weather conditions are extremely bad. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.